Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking with a couple callers, had some good questions. One of them had to do with the cedar apple rust. And one of the things I was trying to think of was what other products could we use, because we want to be able to spray something that's safe for our beneficial insects that are on the plants, our bees. And there's a product out there from BioSafe. It's a BioSafe disease control. Will help with some of the diseases, powdery mildews, black spot, mold and mildew, and other fungal diseases. So this spray is organic. It's OMRI certified. And the great thing about it is, there's multiple great things about it. That the fact that it works and it's organic is great. But it doesn't leave any residual, and you can actually pick any fruit or vegetables the same day, so you can use it on your fruits and vegetables without an issue. It's also non-harmful to pets, people, wildlife, and the environment, and it's EPA approved and bee-friendly. So those are some great thoughts from it. It's on the... It's an alternative to like a copper-based product, like a copper fungicide, spraying that. This is an alternative to that. So if you're looking organically, that's one way to be looking for a fungicide. Again, that's BioSafe Systems. It's BioSafe Disease Control. Comes in a nice hose end, attach it right to the hose. You can spray it all over. So I wanted to bring that up as another alternative, an organic way. We always try to find those organic ways to help our plants. We're not just helping the plants, we're helping the environment, we're helping the bees. Bees are so important when it comes to gardening. If we can do anything to help our plants and protect the bees at the same time, we really should do it. So just wanted to bring that up when it came to that cedar apple rust or any fungus that's on like a crab apple or a apple tree. Using this BioSafe disease control would be good to use as the organic version of it. Whereas using a chemical, say it was an apple, it's going to be in the plant a little bit, might be part of it. Obviously, it doesn't have as much. It'll have some residual, but it'll go through. It's not necessarily in the apple or the plant. But let's look at an alternative way, and that would be one way to do it. So just wanted to bring that up and reiterate that a little bit. So that we can think of other ways to do things. Now, Another question we had earlier was in regards to an orchid plant, and Linda was actually talking about how she waters with ice cubes on the orchid. Awesome idea. I love it. Maybe once every 1 or 2 weeks watering the plant in like a sink, with, you know, getting it soaked. What we're trying to do is kind of wash and allow the oxygen to hit those roots. As you can see in an orchid plant, you're seeing the roots more. The roots are kind of all over there. You're looking to have those a little bit exposed, hence why a lot of orchid pots have holes in the side of them when you will plant them, like a little terracotta pot, or even in plastic, they'll have like little slits in the side, so that you can, so that air can flow into the orchid. That way we're looking at, airflow through them. We talk a lot about airflow when it comes to your vegetables, like a tomato or a pepper or squash, during the season, where the air needs to get through the plant. But sometimes what'll happen is there's so many leaves, it rains heavily, the water sits on the leaves, turns the leaves yellow, and then can start to spread that way. So we thin the leaves out. We're not thinning the orchid roots out, but we're allowing that air to hit it to get into them. So it's definitely something to think about. You want to use an orchid mix, which has some bark in it. I had alluded to it earlier that repotting an orchid kind of, it gets a little scary, because when you take it out of the pot, it's almost like everything just falls out. It doesn't completely fall out, because those roots will hold on some of it. But the orchid bark and that orchid soil will fall out a little bit. You don't want to cover the roots. Like I said, you want to actually put it around the root system. Build it the same way that it was in the pot that you have. And just go up to the next size on it. Water it in. Again, I like the way that Linda was working with it, with putting an ice cube in it. Maybe it's every day, maybe every other day, because you want to water the plant, but you don't want it to be overwatered. That's why I like the idea of using ice cubes versus just soaking it every time you think it needs water. So something really to think about, and I think it's a great idea when it comes to something like this, for this type of plant. You want it to, you know, when you do that heavy watering, like I've been talking about, when I say heavy, I'm not talking, let it just sit in a tub of water. I'm just an overhead type water. You kind of want it to be almost dry when it's done. Flood it with water and allow it to get dry again. You'll be able to tell because there's like sphagnum moss in the soil, like a sphagnum peat moss, if you will. But it's a smaller version in the soil. You can tell the difference of the color. So definitely something to see. It'll almost feel like crunchy when you touch it. But like I said, repotting after it flowers, that's the great way to do it, because when it's flowering, if you try to repot it, you might shock it a little bit. That transplant shock could happen. So that's why I wanted to bring this up a little bit, because after it flowers is the best time to do it, not when it's flowering or showing it's everything for you. You want it to be almost dormant. So just something to think about. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, when it comes to fertilizing with your plants, obviously we love to fertilize when they're flowering. Some of the orchid plants, as you're seeing it getting into the time when it's going to flower, that's when you would fertilize again. But Spoma has some great indoor fertilizers. Now give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And like I was saying, specific orchid food for your orchids. Espoma has a great one, but you're looking for that orchid food. If your orchid is flowering, that's when you want to be fertilizing it. So when you're seeing the flowers on there, continue to fertilize it. As the flowers go by, slow down on your fertilizer. Don't push the fertilizer on it. What you start to doing is you're pushing the leaves to grow more and grow stronger. Not that that's a bad thing, but just think about if you're only fertilizing the leaves, it's not going to help you produce more flowers. So you want to go have it go a little bit dormant, have a little bit of time in between. If it's still flowering, fertilize. Let it go dormant for a month or two. After it's done flowering, then start to fertilize again, maybe every couple weeks, once a month to push it. So, just some thoughts on orchids. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And give us a call and we'll try to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. Just definitely give us a call. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonag Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonag Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Mite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Look at... going forward with the future, in the season, not future, you know, going years upon. We're talking about the spring season and what we want to do for some veggies. Now, you might not have a lot of space, so it might be good to use a container. And, what are some of the vegetables you can use, best in a container? What's going to do well for you? So there's 10 different vegetables you can grow in a container. You don't need, you can use them as some space, but these can definitely work for you. You'll list them off and we can kind of go back to them and give some information. Obviously, tomatoes is one of them. Tomatoes is definitely one that you can always see in a container. They have that patio tomato plant. Peas. Did you know you could actually do peas in there? Potatoes. That's a good one. You can do some squashes, lettuces, and salad greens. Those are a good one. Hot and sweet peppers. Cucumbers. Here's one that surprised me. Radishes. I don't know if it really surprised me, but it wasn't one I would really think about. And we were looking at some arugula and eggplant. Now, let's take a look at some of these here a little deeper. Some of the ones that you might be thinking, Patrick, what are you thinking? What? Why would you tell me to grow peas in a container? Why would you tell me to grow potatoes in a container? Well, you know, the peas, perfect example. They want to be trellised or, some sort of vine that they're going up. They want to grab onto something to grow taller. So it is something that, is perfect example for that. Maybe you're getting like a tomato cage and putting in a nice container plant and letting those peas grow up the tomato cage. Maybe rename it, it doesn't have to be called a tomato cage, right? Maybe it's a plant cage. So you could be putting the peas going up that. That might be something really to look at. If you, you know, love peas, you want to have something different as a vegetable instead of just having the tomatoes and peppers. You know, so that's an idea. Obviously, the tomatoes, they can grow on those containers and do well for you. So I don't see, as an issue growing in a container. Now, potatoes. There are a lot of great potato containers out there. There's one that even has, like, a flap on the side. So you can actually continue growing potatoes in a container as you're pulling some out. It's pretty cool. We'll go into it a little bit on the other side of the break because I want to explain it a little bit. I think it's a really cool process. So that's one to be looking at. The radishes, it's one of my favorites. I love radishes, especially fresh radishes. But putting them in a container, they don't need to go very deep. They're not like a carrot that you want to have, you know, some depth in the soil. The radish only goes down a little bit, creates that bulb size fruit. So that would be something cool to have in a container. You know, lining it in a circle, doing a couple other things around there. That might be pretty cool. Going into the cucumbers, again, using a cage, a plant cage, to let the cucumber grow up the side of it so you can have those cucumbers as they're producing the fruit hang down and produce for you. So that might be a cool one to have in a container. And obviously, finally, with like an eggplant, it's going to be in the same family as you know, your squashes and your peppers, looking at the more of the pepper look because it's going to have that stem and produce there. So it would go well with your peppers and like tomatoes, easy to grow in a container. So those are just some thoughts. I want to deep dive into a little bit of the potatoes on the other side of the break because I think it'd be interesting to do. Like I said, there are specific containers for that. So we'll discuss those as well. It's a pretty cool little process. So stay tuned for that. If you do have any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more gardening questions, more information for you. We'll be right back.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned now until tomorrow. Yesterday, during a brief two-hour session, the president's legal team began laying out their defense. That followed three lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement on whether there are going to be witnesses called. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on why he does not support witnesses.
I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established, because if you go down the witness road, you run into executive privilege in a way that no one's in uncharted territory. No one's ever been in the box we're in before, and I really don't want to turn the trial into a circus.
The death toll from the Friday night earthquake in Turkey is up to 31, with 1,600 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everybody.
everyone, Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking about different vegetables you can grow in containers. And I wanted to touch base a little bit more on potatoes in containers. Now, when I was a kid, I remember going into the garden with my dad, growing potatoes, growing them in rows where we would almost make berms all the way down to create a big area for the potatoes to grow, and filling them a little bit here and there, but kind of just letting them go, not doing anything really to them, just letting them go. I also remember as a kid my dad talking about how, back in his day in northern Maine, their potatoes would grow so much and it would be so many potatoes that when it came time to harvest them, kids at the end of the August, early September time frame would take part of school off to help the harvest with the potatoes. It's probably true, but it's just from every time I think of potatoes, that's the first thing I think of. And everybody thinks of Idaho potatoes, and they think of all the different potatoes that are out there, but Maine has a ton of potato growers in the northern part of the state. Obviously you can do it outside, but they've come up with these really cool planter bags. They have multiple styles. They have the bags where you could use, just one plant. I'll call them like a trap door, but it's a door on the side that rolls up usually. They have some like that where you could grow them. Then they have the ones that actually do have that side. Some of them are plastic. Some are like almost like a felt, but a heavier felt. They come in multiple sizes, like a 5-gallon, 7-gallon, 10-gallon, 15, 20-gallon. Some of them almost look like you could actually create like a little garden out of them. But for what we're talking about, I like to think of the potato bags that have a flap on the side that you can roll up. Reason being is you can actually take potatoes out during the growth of it and allow the plant to still go. So when it comes to potatoes, the best way to grow potatoes in these bags is you're going to start by putting a little bit of soil at the bottom of the bag. You're not going to fill the entire bag. You're going to start off with a couple inches of soil, and then you're going to put the tubers into the soil, barely covering them, but you want to cover the tubers completely. You're going to water it in. You want like a nice composty type mix. You're looking, you know, like a little bit heavier, but you're going to want a compost type mix. Okay. So you're going to start to see some green growth. Once the green growth starts to pop on there, you're going to put some more soil in it, covering a lot of it, a lot of the green growth, the green leaves. Okay. So you're going to want to cover that growth, and the plant is going to start to grow a little bit more. And then it's going to, the green is going to start popping up a little bit more. Then you would cover it again with compost, covering the sides, because we're trying to create more roots, right? We're trying to, the more roots we create, the more potatoes we get, okay? So as the green starts to come up, cover it with compost as they go until you get to about the top of the container. At that point, allow the green to be on the top of the container because obviously you can't keep filling it. But you want to have some of that green. The reason why I like that side pocket, if you will, is not that, you know, well, there's multiple reasons. One of the reasons is you can actually grab potatoes from the lower parts as the plant is growing and use some of those and have multiple harvests. But I'm also one that likes to see what's going on in there, see if I'm having success. So being able to see what's under the plant, under the soil without actually you know, taking the plant out of a pot or something like that, I just find it fascinating. I love to see the growing habit of it, and it's just really cool. So, you know, take a look at doing that this season when it comes to potatoes. If you don't have a lot of space in the garden or you just want to have it more compact, that's one way to do it, and I definitely think it's pretty cool. So, you know, you're going to want to put them in full sun. You want to keep it moist but not soggy. Take a look for the pests. There are a lot of chewing insects. There's the potato beetle. A lot of them you can pick off and get rid of. Or you can use a insecticide like an oil or an organic type oil would be best when it comes to the potato. But take a look early. Take a look and see if there's anything going on with the plant. Just, constantly looking to make sure that it is not going to be affected. But it's really cool how to do. I definitely suggest doing it with your potatoes this year. If you've grown potatoes, or even if you haven't, you have a porch that has, lots of sun. You know, you live in a condo, you can't really grow anything on the ground. You have that porch where you can put something. Awesome. Potatoes are awesome to cook with, awesome to eat, etc. So try that out. You know, containers can be great for a lot of different things. They have so many different styles. Like I said, plastic. They have burlap. They have, like, felt types. Then you can go into your containers that were more like terracotta or glazed pottery, that type of thing. Whatever really works for you is what I'd suggest doing. But I really like this potato bag. I think it is something pretty cool that's not out there. And there's so many different styles of it. Check out your local garden center first before going online. You might be able to go online, just take a look and see what they have. Obviously, you can purchase them on Amazon. But your local garden center is going to have them for you as well. And when you get there, they're going to be able to give you the soil and possibly the potatoes once the season starts. So just You know, I like to go to that local garden center because they not only have the products, they're going to have some of the knowledge, too, with your follow-up questions. Now, can you imagine trying to you purchase a planter and then contacting Amazon to find out why your potato's not growing? Yeah, that's not going to happen, obviously. Whereas if you go to your local garden center and you talk to them and you explain you bought this, 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 and this from them, they're going to be able to help you out a little bit. So I like to go to your local garden center to help with that because it's definitely worth going in and enjoying this time of year. Any garden center that has a greenhouse, it's always 70 degrees in there. So it's definitely a good time to go in there. And when it comes to soils that we're talking about, you know, Espoma has some great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, your potting mix is definitely important when it comes to container plants. This all-purpose potting mix, they have a great one. They have a tomato and vegetable soil as well that is awesome for containers. Definitely take a look at it because it is the perfect mix for your container gardens. You know, you don't always have tons of room in a yard to put a big garden, especially with a lot that you want to grow. So try it out. I think this year we're going to be doing a little bit more in containers at my house with the family. I really, my oldest daughter, who's four, who is always asking questions about how things work and what happens here and what is this, etc. I want to be able to show her these things because I feel it's very important. But it'd be cool to just do together. My youngest daughter is loving it. She wants to see these things. She's not at that same level yet. But I know she'll be there soon because she's getting smarter than her sister was at this time. But I want to do it with the family and grow some of these containers. So I'm going to be trying this, hoping that I can be able to do some of the potatoes this year because it would be so cool just to not just talk about it, show it with you. Like I said, we're trying different things at the house. I tried it in an avocado pit. Let's see what happens with it. I don't have a big windowsill where I can put some plants on. I don't have something to hold it, right? So yesterday I said to my wife, I said, Kristen, I know this is going to look hideous, but I'm sorry, I got to. I had a cup that I had filled with water because I wanted to put that avocado pit on the water, but having it in the sun. I wanted to get our best window for the sun. And so I actually taped the cup to the window because the windowsill is about like 2 inches, not even. So I wanted to have something there. And this is, you know, we're going to try it out. But, you know, trying out growing things like this is really worth it. What else are you going to do with it? Throw it away? We just figured we'd try it. My daughter is excited. Hopefully it happens. You know, that's the thing. I was reading something on, I believe I saw it on Twitter, which was interesting because I had just done it. But it was showing he was growing avocado from the pits. And he said he had three of them and only one grew. So I'm hoping that I have that one that's going to grow because my daughter already thinks, you know, I know everything about gardening. Obviously, I don't. But she does, so that's pretty cool. So for us to fail, I'm hoping that we don't get there. But that's actually part of gardening, So you learn a lesson there as well. You know, part of gardening is finding out, you know, what you can do differently to make something successful. You know, different cuttings, different plants, different this, that, the other thing. Does it fit better in the sun? Does it fit better here? So, you know, that'll be some lessons, some life lessons that we deal with here. But I definitely am excited. I'm hoping that this avocado will start to at least show some roots. Once it starts to show some roots, I'll throw it into some soil. Hopefully that works out. Or I'll just have to eat more avocados, right? You know, they are pretty healthy for you. So we'll try it out and see if we can be successful that way. But it's just, you know, different things, trying the plants that you have. If it goes to seed, trying it out, why not? What harm is it going to do for you? So give us a call if you have any questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break and get back more of your questions. Do everything we can to help you out. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, then pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, got another email the other day that they had a dogwood tree and it bloomed normal last summer and fall. But they noticed some spots on the bark in October, and the tree is 6 years old. Now, the spots on the bark are kind of like exfoliating types of bark. The looks almost like patches of it. Now, a lot of the dogwood trees will actually have some of this patching going on. The Coosa dogwood will have some of this exfoliating bark a little bit. It does, to me, just based on the pictures, does not look like it's an issue with the plant. If you're noticing that the exfoliating is going into where it's green, a little bit deeper in, and you see some insects going around, then you would start to worry. But on this, a lot of some of the dogwoods will actually exfoliate their bark like this. It is a natural process for them as they grow bigger. So this is something that is normal on the dogwood. I'd take a look at your dogwoods. Anybody who's thinking they might have this, take a look at the bark and see, there are parts of it that have some of the bark will just, you can see where it's almost like peeling, like you could pick at it. take a look there. Pull back a little bit without really pulling away from the plant, because you don't want to pull it off, because it's like when you rip it off, you're ripping like fresh skin on, like if it was our fingers or something like that. So take a look and see if there's anything living under there, any insects. But a lot of time, dogwoods will do this on a normal basis. So they'll have like that exfoliating type bark. It's not as extreme if you were looking at like a paper bark maple. You know, the paper bark maples have that extreme foliage that rips. It's not like, also there's the birches, the Heritage River birch that has the exfoliating bark like that. That's, you know, it's a cool look to it. It's not as extreme as those. It's more of looking like patches. So definitely not something to be worrying about. The bark will exfoliate like that. You know, so it's a normal type. With these patches, it's almost like a mottled color, like a red-ish color underneath it. If you were starting to see on the plant, like trails almost underneath where that bark has peeled off. When I say trails, like you can see like little lines zigzagging back and forth. That would be an issue. If you're seeing like bites out of it, almost like a deer or something, that would be a little extreme for a deer to do, but it could be that. But again, the dogwood trees, Coosa dogwoods in particular, will have that look to it, mottled look, kind of peeling bark. It's part of its look. You know, when you look at a plant that has been normal, like the bark has been normal the entire time that you've had it, and then all of a sudden this happens, yeah, I'd kind of get a little bit nervous myself. But it is something normal, so definitely take a look at the plant just a little bit deeper, but I think you're going to be fine. So that question came to us from, where did we come from today? This one came from, Marcia. So hopefully that helps out. I'll try to email you back some information, but hopefully you're listening, to get that information. So we're about to go to another break into the 8 o'clock hour. We're halfway done with the show. When we get back, we'll kind of go over a few more things today. We've talked a little bit about vegetables, orchids, dogwoods, everything. Maybe we'll touch base a little bit about your lawn coming forward this year. So get on those lines. We have open lines. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a couple.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.